If you're looking to travel to Italy with points, but not sure how much to budget for it, this video is for you. Italy is one of our most requested destinations for tutorials, so in today's video, I will be breaking down how to recreate the trip that we took to Italy last spring and how much we actually paid for the trip in points and money. Because as a reminder, points travel isn't always free, and we like to encourage transparency here. But if you do love completely free things, and you love free resources that let you maximize your points, check out geobreezetravel.com/quiz. There, you'll find a short quiz that will point you to the best resources depending on whether you're trying to earn more points, redeem points, or something else. And by taking the free quiz, you'll also get access to the free Points 101 course, which is a fantastic resource for anyone just getting started with points and miles. Okay, let's jump right in with how to book business class flights to Italy. All right, we are gonna start with the most challenging part, which is getting over the ocean from JFK over to Milan, which is the route that we booked with Emirates Business Class. Once you have this part done, the rest is easy. So when we booked this last year, we paid a total of 72.5 thousand points transferred to Emirates per person each way. The prices have gone up a little bit since then. If you wanna find the best dates with flight availability for this, I would recommend going to seats.aero, click explore, and then Emirates, and then from North America over to Europe, full year, which you can see the full year for $10 if you get the pro version. And then in the search bar, I would search JFK to MXP. Sort by business class lowest, or even by first class lowest, and what you'll find is there is quite a bit of availability in either business class or first class from JFK over to MXP. Now, here's the thing. You can find this with pretty much any month that you want to travel, whether you want to go in April or August or October or November. There is a ton of availability for this route directly with Emirates. And what you'll do is you'll make an Emirates account on Emirates.com, and then you're going to search flight classic rewards from JFK to MXP, and then just search one way at a time with flexible dates. Let's say that you wanted to go on August 7th. And then just do one passenger at a time in business class. Go ahead and click on search flights. So you can see here, most of the dates except for August 6th will have availability for business class, 87,000 miles plus $106 in taxes and fees. And that's how we booked ours, except last year it was a bit cheaper at only 72.5 thousand points per person each way. Now, you can also get this flight for cheaper sometimes than this particular price. On seats.aero, if you click on explore and then Air Canada, showing flights from North America over to Europe, show the full calendar, and in the search bar, select JFK over to MXP and sort by business class lowest. What you're looking for is anything where if you hover over the points price, one of the codes here is gonna be EK. That's how you know there is a flight available through Air Canada operated by Emirates. So let's say that we wanted to look into this flight on March 13, 2024 from JFK to MXP. If we search for that flight on Air Canada, JFK to MXP on March 13, and sort by business class lowest, we do see this flight operated by Emirates. It's that direct flight. And here it's only 76,000 points versus with Emirates directly, it is 87,000 points. Now, in full transparency, I ended up booking it directly through Emirates for a couple of reasons. One, Air Canada is much more limited in its availability for these Emirates flights versus going through Emirates directly. And there just wasn't anything around the time of year where we wanted to travel. And secondly, if you want to upgrade from business class over to first class and there's not any first class availability when you first search on Emirates, you can actually upgrade later. At the airport, it's going to cost about 30,000 points per person each way to upgrade from business class into first class. Now, we will talk about that in just a bit, but that was another reason that we had booked with Emirates directly. Are you enjoying these types of videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. Next up is a tutorial for how to find great ways to use up an IHG free night certificate. And when it makes sense to pay for some hotels rather than using points, even if the hotel is relatively expensive.
The first hotel we stayed with once we landed in Milan was the Hotel Indigo Milan Corso Monforte. And this is a great hotel option if you want to use an IHG free night certificate because You can see here, it's under 40,000 points. This Crown Plaza, Milan City is also under 40,000 points. So you'd be able to use your free night certificate here, which comes with the IHG Rewards credit card. Here's an easy way to find all of the available dates where you can use your free night certificate at this hotel. I like to use the website Aways for this, A-W-A-Y-Z, and I would search for Hotel Indigo Milan Corso Monforte around the dates that you want to book. Then go ahead and click search. It'll find the hotel on the map. And then once you click on this green arrow, you can click on award availability. Most of the time, a lot of the nights are going to be more than 40,000 points. And with IHG, it's not like Marriott where you can do a top up because you're short a few points. You just have to find nights that are under 40,000 points. And given that this hotel is about $300 or $400 per night, I wouldn't really want to pay 50,000 or 60,000 IHG points for it. But you can find some nights where, like for example here on August 24th, it's only 36,000 points. And then getting further and fewer now than when I first looked at this last year, but in December 15, you can also use a free night certificate there. Oh, it's 120,000 points there in January. And then also here in March, there's a date where it's 38,000 points. So you won't be able to book this hotel every day with a free night certificate, but if your dates do line up with one of the dates where you can get this hotel room for under 40,000 points, then that's a pretty good use of an IHG free night certificate, especially because normally this goes for about $300. And we also got upgraded to the junior suite at this hotel. So for example, if we were to book this room and it were a cash price, the standard room, which is what you use the free night certificate for, is about $250. We got the Queen Junior Suite, which goes for a ticket price of $387. This one looks a little bit different versus the one that we had. Ours had a bathtub in the living room, but this is a pretty good use of a free night certificate. And last year we also had IHG Diamond status, which got us free breakfast in the hotel as well, which is fantastic. But if you don't have IHG Diamond status, which I only got because of a tech glitch and a fluke, I don't actually stay at the IHG that much. I just have automatic platinum status with the IHG Rewards credit card. If you don't have IHG Diamond status, don't worry about it. There's tons of great bakeries and everything around Milan where you can get breakfast instead. For most of the rest of our stay in Italy, we just paid for our hotel rooms. They were mostly Marriott hotels, and one of the hotels that we stayed in was the AC Hotel Bologna. It starts at only about 179 euros per night, which isn't too bad. The rooms are quite small, but it's in a nice area that's walkable to the main train station. You can easily reach the main old town city center of Bologna just by walking, and I highly, highly recommend visiting Bologna in Italy. It's probably the best foodie destination that we've visited, and we took a food tour there with Bologna Food Tours. I'll link to it in the description. Instead of joining a group tour where all of you are taking the food tour together and getting very, very stuffed at the end of it, it's actually a much more affordably priced tour where they give you a QR code where you listen to the audio version of the food tour that's totally self-paced, and they give you different food vouchers. So you can go to a gelato shop and a coffee shop and a sandwich shop, and there were a few other tastings with the 7 different coupons, and they don't expire, so you can use them whenever you're ready. If you wanted to spread it out over a couple different days in Bologna, it works great there too. But throughout our stay in Bologna, we just paid for our hotel room at the AC. Didn't really get an upgrade or anything to a suite. We got a slightly larger deluxe room, which was still a tiny room, but for about 170 euro a night or whatever we paid, it wasn't too bad at all. And it was a lot more affordable than a lot of the other hotels that we saw in Italy around that time, like this Westin Palace in Milan, where we stayed as well. This one's a bit pricier, and we did just pay the cash rate for it as well, where it starts at about 500 euro per night. And the reason I chose this one was it had the best opportunities for getting upgraded to a really nice suite with our suite upgrade certificates. So with the standard rates, we were paying for the cheapest room here. So I think it was a king bed classic room. We were paying 600 or so euro per night, possibly more than that, which is still a lot. But we did get upgraded to a king bed steam bath executive suite, which goes for about twice that much. So we were paying 600 or 700 euro per night. got upgraded to a $1,200 or $1,300 euro per night hotel, and it did have its own steam bath in the hotel room. It was huge, and something that's not in this photo was they restocked all two or three of the bathrooms in this suite with Acqua di Parma shampoos and conditioners and soaps and lotions every day. And so every day I was just pocketing about $180 worth of Acqua di Parma samples into my suitcase, and then housekeeping would just reload all three of the bathrooms that came with the suite again. So we got a lot of Acqua di Parma samples and merchandise just from staying at this hotel. And we also got free breakfast because I have Marriott Titanium, and the breakfast at this hotel was fantastic. Breakfast at the AC in Bologna was okay, it was pretty good, but the Westin Palace breakfast was very, very good. And at this point, I'm sure you're wondering, like, why would you pay this much as a cash rate for this hotel? That's a lot. Why are you just paying for all your Marriott hotels? Did you run out of Marriott points? What's going on here? So every year for the past 2 or 3 years, including this year, Marriott has run a promotion like this, where you can earn 1,000 bonus points plus 1 bonus elite night credit for each night of your stay. But the thing is, there are some terms and conditions with this promotion where it only counts on paid nights. So this is actually the active promotion right now for 2024. If you want to register now, you can stay anytime between February 13 and April 29, and you can register even if you're viewing this video after February 13, but before April 15, for every paid night that you have with Marriott, so not points plus cash, but every paid night, you will get an extra 1,000 bonus points and a bonus elite night credit. So this is how I was able to fast track earning Marriott Titanium status so quickly in 2023. It is the same strategy I am using for 2024, where during the promotion period, we take a vacation somewhere. Most of our stays are with paid Marriott nights so that I can get double elite nights. And then before the end of April, I'm gonna be renewed with Titanium status again, which normally takes 75 nights, but I have 40 of those nights already covered between two credit cards, the Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant and the Marriott Bonvoy Business, and then the other 30 or so nights. Just divide that by two. I need a little over 15 nights in order to renew my Titanium status. So we were doing that same promo last year, and that is why we were paying for our nights in Italy rather than using Hyatt points or staying somewhere else like that. I understand this is a very, very expensive hotel. We chose this one because I was also looking for a way to use up some expiring suite night upgrade certificates. If you are looking for other cheaper hotels in Italy, many, many more can be found. This one in Bologna is one that's less expensive, and there's a lot of other ones through smaller towns in Italy as well. You can often get free night certificates like that IHG one with credit cards that cost less than $100 per year. We're talking cards like the IHG Rewards Card, World of Hyatt Card, Marriott Bonvoy Boundless, and other options as well. If you're in the market for a new card to get complimentary hotel nights or other perks, but you're not sure what card to get, we offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We'll send you personalized recommendations based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or if you already know what card you want next and you'd like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have all of our affiliate links listed on geobreezetravel.com/cards, which you can also find in the description box. Okay, so now we've covered how we flew from New York to Italy and where we stayed in Italy. But keep in mind, I don't live in New York, and Emirates doesn't fly this route out of Las Vegas where I live. So we needed to do some positioning flights from Las Vegas to New York before leaving for Italy from JFK. I do not recommend trying to fly into a positioning airport the same day that you are flying out. That just leads to stress and disaster. Instead, I recommend flying in the day before and spending a day in the layover city. Last week, we did an episode about how to spend a layover day at LAX. Let me know in the comments if you would like for me to do a similar video for JFK. In the meantime, here's how we booked our positioning flight hotels. These flights that we took to Italy depart from JFK and then go into Milan. But we don't live in the New York area. We live in Las Vegas, so we had to fly from Las Vegas to New York and then stay a night in New York before flying out. The first night on the outbound where we stayed in New York, we stayed at the Renaissance New York Flushing Hotel at Tangram. So this is located in Queens, New York, and I don't know if this is a hot take, but the Chinatown in Queens, New York is a lot better than the Chinatown in Manhattan, which is the Chinatown that most people think of when they think of New York. But if you are taking a quick layover, or spending the night near JFK or LaGuardia, this is actually closer to LaGuardia, highly recommend this hotel. There's amazing plane spotting from the rooftop bar, and the food in the area is so good. Plus, the breakfast is pretty good as well. We have free breakfast since I have Marriott Titanium. This one we paid for as well. We didn't use points or anything. We just paid the 200 something per night. Again, because we were taking advantage of this promotion where I could get double Marriott points to renew my status. And this promo is currently active for anybody who wants to do something similar for this upcoming February through April. Now on the positioning flight back, because we flew Milan back to JFK before continuing on to Las Vegas again, we did use points for this one. We stayed at the Hyatt Regency JFK Airport at Resorts World. It's only about 15,000 points if you wanted to use points for this one. So you can get a king bed, queen bed, and the prices on the standard room vary if it's worth it to use points. Like here, it's just under 300, so it's about a wash whether you want to use points or money for this one. Or if you want to use a category 1 through 4 free night certificate that comes with the World of Hyatt personal card, you can use that for this hotel as well, since it is 15,000 points. Because I have Hyatt Globalist status, we did get a really, really nice upgrade to a suite here. I've seen a lot of Globalists get upgraded to a one bedroom suite with a king bed, and these usually go for $700 or $800 per night. So if you're using 15,000 points and then you are getting upgraded to this, that is a solid redemption. And to continue on with my kleptodegenerate habit, I guess, I don't know how you want to describe it, of loading in all of the toiletries into my bag. They have really nice Le Labo products at this hotel. So if you're into Le Labo, New York, check out this hotel, because you can spend 15,000 points, save a few hundred dollars, plus maybe get a couple hundred dollars of shampoo if you get upgraded into this suite, because it has multiple bathrooms and they stock each one with many, many little samples of Le Labo. Stay tuned, because the total cost of the entire trip is coming up next. And also, if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at $5 through patreon.com/GeoBreezeTravel. Every month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching, where you can ask any questions that you have about points, miles, and credit cards in general, and we talk through some of the tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one points portfolio management service. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay, here's how much we spent on this luxury trip to Italy. Okay, so let's talk about the total cost for this trip, especially because so much of it was actually paid nights rather than points nights. I know that a lot of people on the internet make it seem like people who do points influencing for a living never pay for flights, never pay for hotels, but I did want to give an example of a trip where strategically we did want to spend more money rather than using our points for the trip. So for positioning flights over to JFK, we flew American Airlines. This was just a cash flight, no fun tricks on it. I just needed to get some flights in to renew my American Airlines status, and we spent $476 for 2 tickets one way over to JFK. And then for the positioning flight back, there's a direct flight from JFK over to Las Vegas. Sometimes they operate Mint. We just went with economy, and then I think we got upgraded to premium economy, but I just paid $544 for the 2 positioning flights on the way back. For our positioning flight hotels on the way there, with the Renaissance New York Flushing Hotel, we spent one night, spent $250 just as a normal paid rate, so that I would get my 1,000 extra bonus points with Marriott, plus the double elite nights for renewing my titanium status. And then for the positioning flight on the way home, we spent 15,000 Hyatt points and got upgraded to that executive suite, which At the time last year, I think was going for about $685. If you get upgraded to that one now, like we saw in the example, it is a value of close to $800. So your cents per point for this one would actually be better than what I got. For the flights to and from Italy, we spent Amex points, transferred them over to Emirates, and ended up paying 145,000 points for two tickets each way. So in total, 290,000 Amex points were transferred over to Emirates, and about 200 in taxes and fees. It's a decent redemption. We got 3 to 4 cents per point off of that, which is respectable. What I was hoping to do was to upgrade our flights at the airport to first class, which would have been a much higher cents per point redemption. So the strategy is you show up to the airport 3 or 4 hours early, ask the Emirates counter if they have any availability for first class on your flight. Usually there is. And if they say yes, you ask them how much would it be to upgrade with points. The answer should be about 30,000 points per person each way. So for two people, this was supposed to cost 60,000 points for us to get upgraded from business class to first class to fly back. And usually Amex will transfer to Emirates pretty instantly. But on that day, it did not. So we flew in business class. I tried not to be too huffy about it because Emirates business class is still fantastic, but did not get to fly first class. And then I had 60,000 Amex points, which then just got stuck in my Emirates account. That is why we ended up flying this leg between Cairo and Dubai in Emirates on this Middle East trip that I did a different video about. Here's the link to that video if you wanna see how we saved $37,000 or whatever. This is a much more impressive cents per point redemption and use of points and everything, because there are some trips where it's more points heavy, like this Middle East one. There are some trips we take that it's a little bit more cash heavy, like this Italy one. But that is the story of what happened to my Amex points that got stuck with Emirates. And then the rest of our hotels within Italy, we did use an IHG free night certificate for this Hotel Indigo Milan Corso Monforte, got upgraded to the junior suite, which had a retail price of $371. And the rest of this, we just spent money. And yes, I know you're looking at this being like, that is a crazy amount that you spent on Westin Palace Milan. Yes, it is. I don't have any regrets on this because I did really enjoy the experience, but I do understand that's a bit of change for most people, and most people don't want to spend that much on hotels. Totally fine. There are lots of other more affordable options within Italy. But we did apply the suite upgrade certificates, and we got upgraded to the super executive suite, which was going for, I think, $950 per night at the time last year, and we stayed 4 nights at that hotel. So in total, we spent about 305,000 points, mostly just for the flights and then a little bit for the Hyatt hotel. And we spent about $4,000 on hotels, positioning flights, blah, blah, blah. So I know this one, you're looking at the cents per point and you're like, that's not the most impressive trip. And you're right. I think that a lot of channels where they're like, every single trip has to be paid for with points and every single trip has to be saving tens of thousands of dollars, like this Middle East trip that I took in December. Not every trip is like that. There are some trips that are for points earning and some that are for points burning. And this one's a little bit of a hybrid of the two. Burn points on the flight, earn points, and my Marriott status on the cash paid. So this valuation doesn't include different things like breakfasts and the ridiculous amount of Lolabo and Acqua di Parma products that I took home from the hotel rooms that we stayed at. But let me know what your thoughts are on this. Let me know if you are going for Marriott status and if you will be taking advantage of Double Night Promo, which you can register for right now. And let me know if you like tutorials like this, where we kind of walk through the actual transparent costs of what it takes to recreate some of the different trips that I post about on Instagram. I hope you found these tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. Also, let me know if you enjoy these types of videos where we do a transparent cost breakdown for how much it costs to actually take these different types of trips. In the meantime, if you enjoyed these tutorials, I think you will enjoy this video next.